This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this is the perfect moment for India to lead global creativity. Inaugurating the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit 2025 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today, Prime Minister Modi said the WAVES is not an acronym, but it is a wave of culture, creativity and universal connect. He said this is a global platform which will promote new ideas of artists and creators. The Prime Minister said WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. Loading the WAVES Bazaar initiative, he said it would encourage innovators and creators. Mr. Modi added that the country is striving towards becoming the third largest economy and it has the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. The Prime Minister appealed to the investors to invest in the people and not just in platforms. He asked the youth of the country to tell India's billion story to the world. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the WAVES Summit will create new economic opportunities. Addressing the inaugural session of WAVES 2025 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the summit will provide a global platform to creators and provide them with exposure to new technology. The minister said it will connect the creators to buyers and investors around the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. The minister said that during their conversation, they discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Mr. Jaishankar called for the perpetrators, backers and planners of the Pahalgam terrorist attack to be brought to justice. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam during a telephonic conversation with his South Korean counterpart Cho Tae-yul this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized the need to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. He also expressed gratitude to Mr. Cho Tae-yul for the Republic of Korea's support and solidarity in light of the Pahalgam terror attack. Pakistan violated the ceasefire for the seventh consecutive night by launching unprovoked firing along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources say the Indian Army effectively responded to small arms fire by the Pakistan military. It added that Pakistan Army initiated unprovoked small fires across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara, Uri and Akhnoor sectors. Meanwhile, Indian Army countered the unprovoked firing across the LOC proportionately. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till the 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircraft registered in Pakistan, aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators including military aircraft during the period. Border Security Force has foiled a terror plot in Amritsar, Punjab by recovering arms, ammunition and grenades. On the information received by the BSF Intelligence Wing, a joint search operation was launched yesterday evening near the village of Bharopal, which led to the recovery of two hand grenades, three pistols with six magazines and 50 live rounds. The recovered arms and ammunition have been handed over to the police. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain a public interest litigation seeking a judicial probe into the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam. It cautioned that such actions could demoralize the armed forces at a critical time. The top court also remarked that the sensitivity of the issue should have been considered before filing such a plea and asked the complainant to withdraw the petition. The BIL, filed by three residents of Jammu and Kashmir, was subsequently withdrawn. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the decision to conduct a caste census reflects the NDA government's commitment to social justice. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan said that the decision was not made abruptly but represents a considered and deliberate approach by the government. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has concluded his visit to Norway, marking the first such visit by an Indian Commerce Minister in over 25 years. In a social media post shared last night, Minister Goyal described the visit as highly productive, expressing confidence that his engagements with Norway's political and business leadership would usher in a new phase of trust and growth in India-Norway relations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.